I mean, it looks like of the American League teams, there was one better team in baseball than the Cleveland Guardians, and it was the New York Yankees. And the reason why I think that is prescient for today is that he also was denigrating the AL Central, which happened to be by far the absolute best division in baseball in the regular season, and now three of the four teams advancing to the ALDS come from the lowly, meek AL Central.
Well, I think for the longest time, the AL Central has always been crapped on. I mean, all day long.
And rightfully so, most years.
Most years, I would agree. This year, though, there is so much talent in the AL Central. They're playing their best baseball right now. We saw it yesterday. I mean, both wildcard teams beat up on teams from the East, you know, and from the West. So this is a good division. It's a strong division. And it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
So we were talking about whether the Guardians are playing with house money. And I did put this up. At Nick Wilson says, social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So the poll that I put up there is basically what you and I started the show with, which is, are you more excited or nervous about the Guardians Tigers ALDS series? And it's funny because I did fear the Astros more than I feared the Tigers. So this isn't about, I would have felt this way either way. It's like, I like this team so much and I have such high hopes for them that when playoff baseball becomes real, it's like you go from, I'm not sweating anything because I don't have anything to play in this wild card round, to, oh my God, I could lose it. I don't really want that because I'm going to stop watching baseball if that happens. Like, that's kind of where we are of like, I kind of need the Guardians to win at least a series to validate what they did in the regular season.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tough play. You have a rookie manager who I think overachieved everything that we expected this year in what he brought to the table. But you also have players that believe in themselves in that clubhouse. This is a very strong team. A lot of people don't give them credit for winning that many games this year and being a two seed outside of Cleveland. If you look at what the national people media say about the Cleveland Guardians, they're underestimating everything that they accomplished this year. To be able to have a two seed and to be able to come in and host a playoff game, it doesn't get better than that. And we all know, being around Cleveland, especially for me, being around Cleveland for a long time now, Cleveland fans are the best. I won't go anywhere else. You can talk about New York Yankee fans in this, and you can talk about Philly fans. The Cleveland Guardian fans, when they show up on Saturday, it's going to be loud and rocking, and the Tigers aren't going to know what hit them.
Yeah, playoff Guardians crowds are so much different.
Oh, man.
You got to experience that. It's different points in the season where there are playoff-type atmospheres there. But it's interesting what you just said. I don't think people realize that the Tigers and Guardians are very similar teams in terms of they are 1-26. Both have good bullpens. The Guardians have an elite bullpen. The Tigers have a really good bullpen. I'd give the advantage rotationally to the Tigers because they have Skubal and you don't have a player of that caliber. But like, you start to go like, what's after your one? Very comparable, and you're going to have to get super creative. AJ Hinch calls it the chaos theory, like opener and then chaos, or, you know, three inning starter and then chaos. And they feel like that's a strategic advantage. Well, what the hell do you think Stephen Vogt's going to try and do after you get past Tanner Bibee? And lineup wise, they're kind of 1-9, which is what the Guardians, I mean, the Guardians, I think, are more top heavy. I actually think the Guardians have better hitters. When we talk about the top of their ability, from Kwan to Hosey to Naylor, and maybe Lane in there as well, versus like Riley Green and one or two other guys for Detroit. So like, it's almost like, and I said this about the NBA Finals, where it was like the Dallas Mavericks had Luka and Kyrie, but they were their style was a pale imitation of what the Celtics were doing, which is, we're going to win by jacking up as many three-point shots as we can, and if you take away our superstars, we're you-know-what out of luck. So I kind of feel like, in this case, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the Tigers, I do think stylistically, it is like it's the same formula, but the Guardians do have more talent. I think at some point that's got to matter. I would imagine that matters in a five-game series as opposed to a three-game series, but it sure as hell didn't matter as the Astros were the more talented team in a three-game series.
So it's going to come up more so now, right? I think when you look at this, the micromanaging side of both coaches is going to really come into play. I like, when I look at this right now, Carl Willis is going to play an integral factor in this series. Being able to line up that bullpen, being able to line up the rotation the right way. I know ultimately, you know, it comes to Steven setting up the lineup card. But he's going to lean hard and heavy on Carl Willis that has been there multiple times already. He knows what it's like to be in playoff baseball, especially from a pitching perspective. So when you look at this team, a lot of similarities, right? Payroll, very, very close. They're the two bottom payroll teams right now in the playoffs. So when it comes to that, not a whole lot of money spent on these teams, but they've gotten to the playoffs. They've done the right thing. I'm going to give the edge and advantage to everything for the Gardos. You know, I know you mentioned Skrubel. Yes, unbelievable talent. He's probably going to be Cy Young. But you still have Tanner Beebe or Bybee. Tanner Bybee right now can match up one-on-one and go six innings. I like that matchup better right now. I know that Skrubel's not going to go game one, but that gives the edge right now to the guards.
You make me want peanut butter whiskey when you say Skrubel.
That's good stuff right there.
That is really good stuff. It has gotten me. I used to make a peanut butter cup cocktail.
Especially and, right now during October.
We should just call it bottled diabetes is what you should call it, because it is very sweet. Here's the thing. I don't want to be the person, because I think the Guardians should win this series. I also have seen what happens in this town when expectations are not met. And I think a lot of that is we're hungry for more success. Like, I think now that we've got that title out of the way damn near a decade ago, you know, I think, okay, cool, we got to the mountaintop. Now we know we can do it. Now I want to do it again. And so I think Cleveland in general, we've been more desperate for a second title, I think, more than we were for a first title. Like, I think going into 95 and 97, those things stung, but we didn't take it out on the players. You know what I mean? We didn't take it out on the roster. Even 2007 with the Cavs and with that the Indians team that fell one game short of going to the World Series. Even 2016. Like, yeah, I mean, maybe that was like when it started because a lot of people sold their tickets. I don't know, maybe to pay mortgages to game seven. But like, it's been wild to me since the Cavs won a title. And again, this is not a criticism. It's an observation how... And I think the Browns are a great case for this. How when expectations are not met, there's more bitterness now than there was when we hadn't won in 50 years. And I kind of can't wrap my head around it. So that's a long-winded way of saying, it's almost like I don't want to say, like, I expect the Guardians to win, because I think if we all expect it, I do think there's going to be a pushback on this team if they don't do it. Because... I think there's going to be a lot of people who now look at this and go, well, you should beat the Tigers, all right? If perchance the Royals end up beating the Yankees, you should beat the Royals. You're better than them. And we know what happens when expectations wilt or when teams don't necessarily meet those expectations.
So I look at this, I guess, two different ways. The Guards are the better team. I think when you look at it on paper, the Guards are the better team. The Tigers are the hottest team in baseball right now coming into this. They just swept the Astros. The Guards are 4-2 over their last six games against the Tigers, but that was also in late July. So they haven't faced the Tigers when they're at their best right now. So that kind of scares me. And that's why I said, as a fan, I'm nervous about this series. I think the Guards can win this series, but I'm nervous as a fan. As a player, I want to put a jersey on because I know I could compete and probably still beat some guys, at least get one guy out, you know, maybe be the Andrew Miller of the 2024 team.
So I was talking to a buddy who works and covers a team in Detroit, and I was asking him, like, hey, how are they going to handle this rotation? And the outside thing is it's going to be Skrubel and chaos, which means any game Tarik Skrubel doesn't start, you're going to see them either go with an opener and then like a bulk closer, kind of like what I think the Guardians are going to try and do with Gavin Williams in this series. And so I'll be honest with you. If Skrubel doesn't start game one, and we actually had a little debate there, I think the Tigers hold him to game two. I do think it's the right thing. Don't tax your best pitcher, because if you get him hurt or if you get him tired out, it's so early in the playoffs to try and start making up, getting him back on his schedule. So it's the right decision. I think it also opens up a window, because if you said an opener and then chaos for the Guardians in game one, it's not. It's going to be Tanner Bybee. If you said that, I'd trust it because they've got five guys that I think can make up nine innings out of that bullpen in game one. I don't think the Tigers do.
No,
I think their bullpen's a little bit fraudulent if you look at the numbers. So I think game one's a real opportunity. You take game one, and I'll be honest with you, then it becomes how does Detroit respond to the loss? Because that's the thing we don't know. They've been so hot, but they haven't lost in the playoffs. And that, losing the playoffs hits different because desperation hits you real quick when all of a sudden you're not playing with house money. Actually, that's a good way to put it. I think game one's about taking house money.
Well, and that's where I look at it. I talked about it last week. I said break it down into innings, right? Break it down in the first three innings, the middle three innings, and the backside of the three innings. So if you're able to, especially being at home for two games, knowing what your rotation is going to line up, you have to give the edge right there to the guards. So if they can go out and win the first three innings, and then in the middle portion, get your relief guys going, and then the back end, we know what the guards are going to have there with Classe, you know, lining everything up. You go into game two up 1-0, that's a huge difference than going into game two being down 1-0 facing their ace.
So I think, and for me, they're playing with house money. Like for me, this has been such a whirlwind.
So you're saying that the Tigers are playing with house money or the guards?
Well, no, I think both teams are playing with house money. I just think the Tigers can be a little more carefree because literally no one is expecting anything of them. So with the Guardians, I think that August actually sets some of the expectations back a little bit. Like if the Guardians had gotten the one seed and the Guardians had won, I mean, at one point they were on pace for 106, 107 wins in the season. I think house money would have been done in September if they had stayed at that pace. I think because they faltered and you saw, all right, the lineup has some flaws to it and the approach isn't great because you saw them trying to piece together the rotation because you saw they were human. I think it brought them back down to earth in a good way.
Well, I don't even think though it was just the rotation though.
Oh, no, it's the line. Yeah, are you saying the bullpen?
No, the rotation. I'm saying the lineup, though, for the guards. They were struggling to find their identity again, and they were able to get it back in September. And then getting Stephen Kwan back, and you know, you look at X factors, right? Stephen Kwan could be that X factor, being that he's healthy, leadoff hitter. You know, he has some experience in the playoffs now. This is a go guy that you need at the top of your lineup to kind of turn it over on the backside.
Does the Tigers' house money cancel out the Guardians' house money?
No, I don't think so because I guess
meaning like, are you gonna be pissed if the Guardians lose this series?
Oh, I'm gonna be fired up. Like, I mean from every perspective because the house money side of it for the Tigers, they're the sixth seed. Nobody expected them, number one, to be in the playoffs. Number two, now to beat the Astros and come in and be as hot as they are right now facing a team that is expected to beat them. So the house money side of it is I'm nervous over and over again, and I will be very upset if the Guardians lose this.
I think they're still playing with house money. Just because the Tigers might be a little more carefree and a little hotter, and here's why. The regular season was test one. This series is test two, and every series becomes a different test, but this is a level jump. So, all right, you might be the coldest team in the AL going into this series because the Yankees were really good in September. The Royals obviously had to play their way back into the playoffs, and then the Tigers were the hottest team in baseball. Cool. Now you got to prove it. So I don't think I can have expectations. I expect them to win personally, but in terms of if they don't win, I'm going to be stomping around like a big hippopotamus. I don't think I can do that until I see them win this series. Then, and then even then, I don't know. It depends on who they face in the ALCS. 216-474-0092. I'm going to give Jason a chance to respond to that. But are the Guardians playing with house money? Do you think they're still playing with house money like we thought maybe in June and July that they were? That and fake outrage in baseball next on 92.3 The Fan.